The three parties to the so-called Roadmap Peace Plan are taking risks of varying magnitude.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Probably the least hazardous is the position of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who has made clear that he has signed on mainly to avoid a confrontation with the Bush administration. Although supported by only 12 of 23 cabinet members, Sharon has the backing of 56% of Israelis in the latest opinion poll. He has also hedged his acceptance of the plan with a long series of reservations which the American administration has promised to address. The reservations, among other things, reject the right of return for Palestinian refugees to what is now Israel. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas is in the delicate position of being required to suppress anti-Israeli violence in the first or immediate phase of the peace plan. But Abbas remains hostage to the sideline President Yasser Arafat, who is in a position because of his influence with militant groups to undercut a ceasefire. Abbas's first meeting with Sharon on May 17th was followed by a burst of 5 suicide bombings that killed a dozen Israelis. Abbas is taking a lot on winning enough concessions to statehood at the bargaining table to keep his embryonic reform government afloat. President Bush has plunged into the Middle East maelstrom after Secretary of State Colin Powell returned from the Middle East reporting that nothing less than presidential involvement had any chance. The idea of inviting the principals to Washington was dropped as too visible, and now a 3-way summit is planned for next week, probably in Aqaba, Jordan. The president is somewhat in the position of his father 12 years ago, of using the prestige gained in battle against Iraq to try to crack the world's most durable conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Then, a grand conference in Madrid started the Oslo peace process that President Clinton tried and failed to bring to fruition. The 12 years, climaxed by the Second Intifada, have not made the conflict any more tractable. The risk of failure is still great. But as Mr. Bush has said in other connections, the risk of inaction may be greater. This is Daniel Shore.